Well, Scott, that's it, done and dusted for another Olympia. How would you sum the week up for yourself?
A little bit mixed, really. I mean, for me, I've had some really, really good results previous to this, so I don't think I went bad this weekend, but it's maybe it's not as good as we have been going. I think the horse is jumping fine. I think it's the last show of the year. Everyone's a little bit tired. The horse is a bit touch tired. Me maybe as well, and we've got 2 weeks off at home now, so it'd be nice to go home and get freshened up again.
How did you notice a difference in terms of sort of expectation levels, pressure, I suppose, coming into this event?
I didn't really think about that too much, to be honest. For me, it's another show, and just got to come and do your job, don't you? You know.
And you touch on this sort of the horse has been tired, yourself being tired, because it's been, you know, hectic. A few months, but I mean, doing so well, it's sort of bound to sort of your role could come to an end, I suppose.
Yeah, sure, and it's just important to work on it, any problems you think. So it's time to go home, make sure everyone gets freshened up, and there's always another show, there's always another day.
Yeah, where's the next show then, event for you?
There's Basel in 3 weeks' time, so we'll go there, and that's is big prize money there, so. We'll be going for that.
Now, not just world number one in Longines rankings, but also World Cup number one by 1 point. So, sort of, what would be the big early targets then for next for the spring?
I'm going to just focus on trying to keep my horses good and in good shape. I am going out to Florida with some young horses as well, so I'd like to get them up and going and try and get them up to this standard. So, the first 3 months of the year, I'll not do so much with my top horses. They'll jump a show here and there, but it's mainly focusing on the younger horses. And then when we come back from there, we'll have the World Cup final to aim for.
Yeah, Lyon, is that the sort of big early target then?
Yeah, that would be the big early target. Yeah.
And what horses will you be taking there?
I think Ursula, the mare who jumped today, she will go and we'll see. I'll look at the programme, see how the horses are jumping, see which one's in best form, and the one that's going best will go.
Exciting though, opportunity being leader going into the, sort of the final few events in the World Cup series.
Yeah, it's good. I only have one more World Cup to do, so I can't see me winning it, to be honest. But it's nice to be there, and it's nice to be recognised for being there, so it's good.
Give it your best shot. What do you have to do then to sort of to win it?
To win it, well, the problem is I'm going to miss some because I'm going to be away in Florida, so I think I missed the last two or three, so I'll not earn any points in those three. But it's not my aim to top the league, you know. I just want to keep my horses right. If I was to jump all the World Cup shows, and I'd wear my horses out too soon. And I'm not. I'm all about looking after my horses and make sure they have a long career ahead of them.
So back home now, Christmas this week, I suppose a lot of rest and recuperation for yourself and your horses.
Yeah, it'll be nice for everyone, and it'll be good to go and hopefully celebrate the year. And we've had a great year, and it might never happen again, so it'll be nice just to go home and see everyone. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, how much has the sort of local interest been in the fact that you're, you know, world number one? Because you're away so much. Have you been home? Have you had a chance to sort of really celebrate it at home?
Not really, no, because I've been away so much, and it's been back home for a day or two and then away again. So no, it's not really, there's not been a big celebration yet, and I think we will we'll do something over the Christmas period.
Well done, thanks very much.
Thank you.